Kevin, congratulations. What's your thoughts after that?
I thought overall we deserved the one. I thought we definitely played in the front foot. We created a lot of chances in the first half. Nathan had two or three shots. I thought overall in the game, for their keeper was tested away more than ours. And obviously with we played in the front foot and we won the penalty. And sometimes when you don't score the penalty at that stage of the game, sometimes it can turn against you. So I have to give the players huge credit there. And Joel himself, he picked himself up, and we kept pushing, and eventually we opened the door at the end. And great ball in from Gavin and a brilliant header from Max, you know.
Yeah, and listen, the goal came after a good period of pressure from Harps. Got yourselves into good situations. You were getting a wee bit frustrated on the sideline because perhaps players were just not brave enough to take a shot on.
Yeah, it's one of those ones that's just, you're thinking it's not going to fall for you. And then there's a couple of boys just started to tire. Obviously with the three games in the week, and we've asked more than one player to go to the well three times in a row, and to be fair they kept going, so it's credit to them and our fitness staff, because we, like, if there was another 10 minutes left I think we would have kept going. And that's what we want to do. Like we've said it before, draws are really no good to us. We were throwing forward players on the pitch to try and get the one, because we're at home. It's different when you're down in Kerry. Sometimes a point you'll take on the road because of the travel. When you're at home, you want to maximise that. So that's the first time this season we're back-to-back ones. So yeah, really pleased with that.
Yeah, and all of a sudden you're just 3 points off the playoffs again, Kevin, because teams are taking points off each other all over the place in this league. So listen, not even at the halfway point yet, but all of a sudden things are looking a lot brighter.
Yeah, it's like, I know it's sound like a broken record now, but it is so tight. There's nothing between that. Like nobody would have been away shocked the night of K, but it's snuck a 1-0-1, and thankfully we got it and turned the scales on our end this week. But so tight. Everybody's good players. Everybody's good squads. From Longford the whole way up, they've all good teams and all good players. So if we keep preaching that to players, if you're off it by 10% in any department, teams will sniff you out and punish you. And that's what happened to us over maybe that 3 or 4 week period where we just couldn't get a one or even get a draw. So really, really delighted to get back-to-back ones.